All right, Filthy Phil. Building, getting better. You wanted to come back at High Point and have that week off to work on stuff, and then felt like this one would be a little more towards where you should be. And, yeah, good day today. I mean, not amazing, but a good day.
Yeah, it wasn't amazing, but it was a building one for me. 10-9 for eighth, and first motor wasn't really good. I switched to air fork this week, last week. And
really?
Yeah, I went from spring to air. So
why? Air sucks?
No, it was actually okay. Gave me more tunability for out here. Like, if I need a little more air, I could put more air in. If I need more high speed, low speed, the tunability was better for me. So,
do they have someone here at the track to do this?
Like,
that's kind of a specific stuff.
Yeah, someone knows what they're doing. Okay. Yeah. Right. So, so it's good. And I got people on the back end.
Like, Humata's coming over?
No, he's not. He's not allowed. You know, I can't really say.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm trying to figure out.
No. Okay. It's still a part of that. Okay. Still, yeah. No, they treat me awesome, those people. Right. So, yeah. It's, but yeah, no, we can make it.
So, air fork.
Yeah. So, I was too stiff in the first moto, beat me up pretty bad. And then the second moto, we made some changes to that, and it was way better. And I actually had some fight the second moto and tagged on with Freddie for a long time. And last three laps, I fucking threw the anchor like no tomorrow. And I just need to build my man strength back and figure out, you know, it's just going to take some time, man. Like, I don't know. Yeah, you can do it during the week, but when you get out there, race intensity and stuff, you blow up a little quicker. So, but I was happy with today. I was able to ride, do my motos, and it was okay.
Wrist was okay, too?
My wrist was hurting. I must have slept on the fucking thing last night wrong, and I had to have Dr. G work on me. Yeah, it's hurting today, but I got through it. It was okay. I'm happy. A long way from the old Phil. It's, I don't know. Yeah. I keep thinking I can get back to that. I don't know if I'll ever get back to that, but,
I was looking through the vault. We did a story on RacerX about privateers that crushed it. So I was going through the vault looking for season-ending points, and I'm like, fuck, Phil's fifth. Phil's sixth. Yeah. Phil's maybe eighth. Like, I'm like, dude, like, I didn't realize you were that good.
Yeah. It's selective memory in this sport. You know? Those were a lot of good years, and I think, you know, I used to be happy going 4 or 5 on the day, but now it's just like, man, if I can go 7-8 again, I'll be stoked. So, I don't know if I'll ever get back to that. It's a tough pill to swallow, but today was fun. I had fun. Crowd is actually cheering for me, which is really cool. Yeah, it was awesome. So, I feel old now, so, and unfortunately, but I'm still enjoying it.
Better start in the second moto. First moto start wasn't bueno.
Yeah, I started way pretty far. I started middle.
Did you get 20th gate pick or something?
Yeah, because obviously my qualifying is always fucking awful. I was middle. Got squirreled out lock bars with Dylan Ferrandis, and then first moto I started way on the inside. Second moto way on the inside and made shimmy some stuff, and yeah, made my life a little bit easier. So. Need to work on my starts a little bit more, and then I'm looking forward to Southwick and Millville, so it gives me some time to build, you know.
Back to the old start, which, okay, I thought you'd like it.
No, I fucking hate that start. I hate it with a fucking passion, and I hate what they do before the lead. It's just unnecessary, so I don't know why.
It was off camber. It was hard to do. Like
off camber, it's rutted the fuck. It's an enduro cross down there, and then they want us to jump 100 and whatever foot jump that is. You know, it's just like why, you know. So, I don't like that start because you stack up like dominoes. It's just squirrely. The new generation starts just easy. Go down in the first corner. So, hopefully they go back to that.
We joke about Marchanks beating you, but another two good motos from him. Fifth, he's figuring it out, and it's really cool to see for the team.
Yeah, no, G's, that's where G belongs. You know, he's always had speed, and he's, like I said, he's a good kid. He's talented, so between this
had
year.
Had some shitty breaks, so you're finally, like, I'm happy to see that he's getting some momentum.
Yeah, I mean, they should have came 2 years ago, you know, when his rides and stuff, but it's okay. He's still young, 21, you know. If he can do this year, then building on it next year, he'll be a force to be reckoned with next year, so. It's a building process. Got to build a foundation first. So,
Hobomex Wildcat team giving you problems out there?
Yeah. What's I know Lacrucio, Hero
Boutron.
Boutron. Yeah. He passed me. I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then I'm just like, no, I don't know who you are. Come back. Come here. You know.
Yeah. First moto. Yeah. About 3/4 of the way through, he found overdrive.
Yeah. I saw him coming. I'm just like, no. And then I saw Jet lapped him. I'm like, bye, dude. You know. And then same thing. Second moto. He's a little bit farther back. And then I was trying to latch on with Freddie, but I was keeping him in the distance. He was maybe, I don't know, 12, 15 seconds behind.
Lorenzo's shock bolt fell out, so DNF.
That would happen. Yeah. Oh, my God. Because I saw him rolling after Larocco's lead. Good thing he caught
seventh.
Hugh was riding really good too. I mean, Lorenzo's been riding good all year, so it's awesome. I like seeing shit like that, so that's cool.
Good job, Philip. Rode really well today. Thank you.
I appreciate it.